Good evening. Thank you, Rabbi Eli Neumann, for patching me in to this amazing network, sheerenjoyment.com. Thank you, Jake Wyman, for your creation, your efforts, your diligence, your devotion. We begin by thanking our sponsor for dedicating the Shir L'Zecher U'L'Ilui Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. I'd like this week to discuss something not directly related to the parasha, but something related to Inyanei D'Yoma. It is very soon will Yirtzeh Hashem come upon us. Slichos will begin a week from this Motzei Shabbos. Not this Motzei Shabbos, but Yirtzeh Hashem 1 week from this Motzei Shabbos. And we're in the middle of Chodesh Elul. We are very quick on the Yimei Hadin. The Yamin Noiroim coming upon us. I want to dwell upon a very interesting halacha / minhag that we observe during the opening of Slichos. In fact, it's the very, very first thing, unique thing that is done to open up the Yamin Noiroim with regard to the davening of Slichos. And that is, we all come to shul, many of us come to shul, Motzei Shabbos, after midnight, and some shuls, the rabbi speaks first, and then when the service is about to begin, Ashrei, the Chatzi Kaddish, many kehilos have a custom that the Chatzi Kaddish is chanted in the same melody that is chanted before Musaf on the Yom HaMayron. It's a very solemn moment, but there's something that happens before that. And in some shuls, it's more noticeable. Most shuls, it's not really noticeable. It's not even, many people do not even see it happen. But there's a halacha / minhag that the shliach tzibur, the one who leads the davening, and usually the one that davens slichos, Motzei Shabbos is usually, in many shuls, the one that leads the davening, musaf, on the Yom HaMayron. He does not put on his own talis. He may have a beautiful talis that he wears every single day, a special talis for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but no, he does not wear his own talis. Instead, he borrows a talis from somebody. Somebody in the shul. I was speaking to someone today. In fact, Rabbi Mayevsky, who gives the shir Tuesday night. He's the one that actually introduced me, recommended me to Jake to join Shir Enjoyment. And he told me that where he davens, I don't remember the exact details, it's almost like it's a ceremony or it's a significant event where the shliach tzibur borrows publicly from the rabbi the talis. Does not take his own talis, does not use the shul's talis, but instead borrows from one of the congregants or from the rabbi the talis to wear during the service of reciting slichos. Why is that so? So let's first analyze this from a halachic perspective, and then we'll try to give a little more flavor by mentioning a homiletic idea as to why this custom is observed. Now, halachically, there is a big topic of discussion in the Gemara is there a mitzvah to wear tzitzis at night? It says in the pasuk, "Isim Eisah, you shall look at your tzitzis." Uzachartim is kol mitzvah Hashem va'asisim Eisah. Look at the tzitzis. Look at them. Night, evening is not a time when we can see. It's dark. Although today we have technology, for most of us there's almost no difference between day and night. But according to Torah law, there is a difference between day and night. Night is the time when naturally we do not see, and therefore it's not practical. It's not possible to look at the tzitzis, unless we're using candlelight, or today we have electricity, we have all different types of artificial means of producing light, natural, not natural, whatever it is. But according to Torah law, there is definitely an exemption. And there's a discussion in the Gemara as to why, what exactly is the nature of this exemption, this reality of where there is no mitzvah. And the two things are as follows. Either we look at it in the form of nighttime, the evening, there is no obligation, period, to wear tzitzis. That's one approach. The other approach is no. A garment that is dedicated to be worn by day. It's a garment whose ordinary custom is that it's worn by day, is exempt from tzitzis, is obligated in tzitzis, even if it is worn at night. But a garment that is meant to be worn and used at night, this type of garment is exempt from tzitzis, even if it is worn by day. Now, we generally follow the opinion that it's a simple break between day and night. It doesn't matter what kind of garment you're wearing. It doesn't matter if the garment was meant to be worn by day. It is worn by day. If now, at this moment, it is evening, there is no mitzvah, period. With a garment, but during the day, there is an obligation, even if the garment that one is wearing by day is meant to be worn in the evening. That's how we generally follow. We follow the rule that there is a break between day and night. If one is wearing a garment during the day that has four corners, even if this garment is ordinarily only worn at night, one is obligated to wear tzitzis. If it is the evening and one is wearing a garment that has four corners, even a garment that is meant to be worn during the day, one is exempt. So therefore, when a person puts on a talis at night, according to the strict halacha, there is no obligation to wear tzitzis, and therefore a blessing is not said. Many shuls, it is a custom where the shliach tzibur, when he leads the ma'ariv tefillah, does not wear a talis, because the ma'ariv is recited at night, and at night there is no obligation to observe this mitzvah, so we don't wear a talis, and the bracha, of course, is not said. Therefore, when it comes to the night of slichos, really, the chazan, the shliach tzibur, should not wear a talis. Slichos is recited after chatzos in the middle of the night. According to the strict letter of the law, the halacha, there is no mitzvah chatzos laila to wear a talis. So really, the shliach tzibur should not be wearing a talis, and there's no issue. However, the custom is that when slichos are recited, especially the first night, the shliach tzibur wears a talis. Okay? If he wears a talis because of the custom, we would assume he should wear his own talis and should not recite the blessing. However, the custom is that we want to respect the opinion that holds that even though it's night, even though it's in the middle of the night, if the garment that one is wearing is a garment that's meant to be worn during the day and ordinarily is worn during the day, even though right now it's night, then one should make a bracha. One is obligated to make a bracha on the tzitzis. One is the fulfill the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis at night, because the garment that one is wearing is a garment that is worn during the day. So out of respect for that opinion, if the chazan would wear his own talis, he would be required to make a bracha. But we don't accept that opinion. So we don't make a bracha, but we want to pay respect to that opinion. So therefore, we have a solution. And the solution is borrow someone's talis. Borrow the talis of another individual, and all opinions agree, everyone agrees, that if you're wearing somebody else's talis that you do not own, you do not make a bracha. One will ask, why then doesn't someone just use the talis of the shul, of the synagogue? Because the talis of the synagogue is not owned by the person who is borrowing. That's not necessarily true. Most, according to halacha, when a synagogue has a talis, it is their intent that whoever needs to use that talis should acquire it legally for the time that he needs to wear that talis in order that he can make a blessing on that talis. So if that's what the shul is giving the talis over for, then the person may indeed be required to wear to make a bracha if we were to follow the opinion that a garment that's meant to be worn during the day is obligated in tzitzis, and one can make a bracha even if it's the night. The shul wants the person to own the talis for the duration of the prayer. So the ultimate solution is to borrow a talis and have no intent to acquire it and then the Talmud is exempt from tzitzis 100%, and no bracha is required. Okay, fine. The question, though, is, why then do we wear a talus altogether? If we have all of these halachic issues, so let's just now wear a talus. Why do we need to wear the talus? Why is it that we are putting ourselves into this halachic dilemma? Do we make a bracha? Do we not make a bracha? And then find the solution to borrow a talus. Let's avoid the entire issue by not wearing the talus. And we don't have a problem. And in fact, the entire year round, generally, we do not wear a talus at night. And some kilos, they don't even wear a talus Friday night, Yom Tov night. That's not very common. But there are such communities. Why then, when it comes to slichos, is it different? And the answer to this is in Perashat Gemara, in the Sechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, the Gemara there tells us, a halacha, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, Vayavar Hashem al panav ayikra. When Moshe Rabbeinu was taught by Hashem the 13 attributes of mercy, when Moshe went to Shemayim and asked forgiveness from Hashem for the Jewish people in the aftermath of them worshiping the eagle, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of mercy. And these 13 attributes of mercy are the focus, they are the central theme of Slichos. And we all know them, Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachum Chanan, Echotayim, Gav Chesed Yemes, Metzah Chesed, Lo Alofim, Lo Si'ovon, Profesha, Vichato, Vinakei. And Hashem introduces these midos with the words, Vayavor Hashem al Ponav. Hashem, now I'm going to translate the words with the most simplest common translation. Hashem, he told Moshe to stand in the cleft of a rock, to stand in a location, in a specific location, and then Hashem passed before the ponav, the face of Moshe. These are very esoteric concepts. We don't know what this means. Hashem passed. Vayavor means Hashem passed. Al, before, panav, the subject of the word panav is Moshe, Moshe's face. Hashem passed before Moshe, vayikra, and Hashem called out, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum lechan, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of mercy. Some will tell you vayikra refers to Moshe. Moshe called out. Hashem inspired Moshe with Ruach HaKodesh to call out, Hashem, Hashem, the 13 attributes of mercy. But the main point that we have to focus on is the first words. The first words begin with Vayavar Hashem al Ponav, which we are now translating to mean Hashem passed before the Ponim, the Ponav Shel Moshe. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah tells us, Amar Yechman, El Molei Nikro Kosov E.F. Shalom. If not for the fact that we have a pasuk, it would be impossible to say such a thing. What does the pasuk say? Melamed, Shenisatev Hakodosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur Veheril Moshe B'Sinai, and demonstrated to Moshe in Har Sinai how to daven. The Omar Loi Kol Zman She Yisrael Choytim, when the Jewish people, if they sin, Ya'asu Lefonai, they shall do before me Kaseder Hazeh, like this arrangement, va'ani mochel lohem. And then it goes on to say, Hashem, Hashem. And this is a very difficult passage because Hashem is teaching Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which are attributes. Why then does the Gemara say that they shall do? And furthermore, in general, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped himself like a shliach tzibur with a talis? In the different passages that mention this statement, some of the passages in different midrashim, different sources, is Hashem enveloped himself with a talis, like a shaliach tzibur. What is this all about? Here we learn that the tzura, the image of a shaliach tzibur, is a leader enveloped in a talis. That is what a shaliach tzibur is. Leader dressed in a unique garment, a four-cornered garment, with tzitzis dangling at its corner. This is the tzura, the image of a leader of the Jewish people immersed in prayer. And the expressions that come forth are the 13 attributes of mercy. From here we learn that when we say slichos, even in the middle of the night, this has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis. We're not here now to fulfill the mitzvah per se and make a blessing. We're here to present a person who is imitating Hashem, not just in the 13 attributes, but in the form of the talis. And the commentators explain something very fascinating, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the translation of the words Vayavor Hashem al Ponav is not, as we said before, that Hashem passed. Hashem's divine presence passed before Moshe. But what the Pasuk literally means, in its simplest translation, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is that Hashem, he passed a talis al over Ponav, his own face. Even though we have no understanding of what that means, because Hashem has no physical form, but the psukim are written in such a way that we can relate to. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara, the subject of the word Ponav is not Moshe's Ponim, it is Hashem's Ponim. And when it says Vayavar, it does not mean that Hashem passed, Hashem moved his divine presence. It means that Hashem pulled, Hashem drew, Hashem pulled a garment al over his ponim, over his face, to dress as a leader in prayer does, and then proceeded to teach him the words that this Shliach Tzibur should recite. Fascinating translation of the Pasuk. And it's not here being used in the form of fulfilling a mitzvah, per se, at this moment in time, but rather showing Moshe what a Shliach Tzibur looks like. Therefore, on the night of Slichos, when we begin the season of the Yom HaMorah, when we begin the time of the year when we immerse in prayer, and we present our Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur must dress himself before he recites the Slichos, which includes the highlight of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. He must dress himself as Hashem taught Moshe, wearing a talis. That's why we must wear a talis. Then we come into the halachic dilemma that if we're putting on a talis in order to fulfill what it says in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayavor Hashem al Ponav, Hashem dressed himself in a talis, wait a minute. If we put on a talis, don't we have to make a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzvah l'satech v'tzitzis? What are we going to do now? So to that, well, we have a problem. There are different opinions. There's one chayiv in the mitzvah at night, yes or no? So in order to find a solution that is not in violation of any single opinion, so we have a solution, we borrow a talis. But now we have to go even deeper. Why? Why did Hashem teach Moshe that the image of a leader is one who is enveloped in a talis? So I'd like to suggest something very, very simple. And that is, the Gemara tells us that technically speaking, a person can live his entire life and never be obligated, and never fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And technically speaking, there is no complaint against this individual for not putting on tzitzis, because we have to understand how the mitzvah works. There is no mitzvah, per se, in the Torah to wear tzitzis. The Torah says, if it happens to be that a person is wearing a garment that has four corners, then he must put tzitzis on this garment. But if a person is wearing a garment that does not have four corners, it's fine. And in fact, today, our garments do not have four corners, so we have no need to wear tzitzis. So as long as a person is careful his entire life never to put on a garment that has four corners, he's fine. He is spared from needing to fulfill this mitzvah. The Gemara then goes on to say something that is very fascinating. And from the best of my knowledge, it's the only mitzvah where the Gemara says this concept. Although a person can get away with it, and there are many mitzvahs in the Torah that a person can get away with, and there's no complaint as to why he did not do any particular mitzvah, if the opportunity did not present itself, there's something different about tzitzis. And the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we find ourselves at a time of rischa, where Hashem is angry, for whatever the reason may be, with our behavior, Hashem will punish a person for not creating an opportunity where he is obligated to wear tzitzis. Technically, you don't need to ever wear tzitzis, just to wear a garment that has four corners. But Hashem would like that we should do things, we should put ourselves in a situation where we do have four corners, which will then bring upon us the obligation to wear tzitzis. If a person doesn't have that desire to create an environment, to create a situation where it will now become an obligation to do a mitzvah, there's something wrong. It is a revelation that in the person's mind, in its frame of mind, mitzvahs are a burden. Mitzvahs are not an opportunity. If a person cherishes Hashem's mitzvahs, he won't just perform the mitzvahs at a time when he's obligated. He will go out of his way to create opportunities where now he has an obligation to do those mitzvahs. The poster child for this concept is tzitzis. A person has no obligation to wear tzitzis. It's only if you have a four-cornered garment. So don't wear a four-cornered garment. In the 21st century, that's very easy. Very, very easy. You'll almost never have a situation where you're wearing a four-cornered garment. You'll never have to be mekayim this mitzvah. It'll be an archaic mitzvah. No, very rare you see a person do this mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that are like that. No, this is different. Tzitzis represents remembering all of Hashem's mitzvahs. It's a very holy mitzvah, tzitzis. It represents everything, especially with trelas, the color of yam, the color of the sea, of the heaven. It brings us to remind us of the Kisya Kovod, esoteric concepts, but it represents all of the mitzvahs. A person should create that situation. Now let's go back and understand when Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, let me teach you what the Jewish people should do when they find themselves in a desperate situation. They shall do like what I'm doing. Hashem demonstrated to Moshe, Vayavar Hashem al ponav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, El molim mikra kosov ef shal omrei. If not for the fact that the Pasuk says this explicitly, it would be impossible to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than he taught Moshe Rabbeinu, the 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu a lesson, and he told the Jewish people, Asu, do this. You are looking to find favor in my eyes, forgiveness. Do, look at me, I'm going to envelop myself, my entire being in a talus. I'm going to wrap around a garment that has four corners. Oh, four corners. Now it comes upon me an obligation to wear tzitzis. The Jewish people should look at a mitzvah as an opportunity. They should love the mitzvahs to the degree where they're looking to create situations where now, oh, we can now do mitzvahs. Should not look at mitzvahs as obstacles and figure out clever techniques how to avoid situations where they are confronted with a problem. Oh, we have now a problem on our hand. God forbid, a person wants to find favor in Hashem's eyes. A person has to have an attitude, has to have a love for Hashem, where the mitzvahs are cherished. And it's not enough just to do basic obligations. But instead, a person should seek opportunities, should seek out ways to create situations that now he can serve Hashem. And that is the ultimate backdrop to them saying to Hashem, 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 kel rachum v'chanan. The night of Slichos is a special night. It's a night where the Shliach Tzibur puts on a talus. And it's Bahashkocha Pratis, Divine Providence. He doesn't just take out his talus. He borrows the talus. It's a community event. We all together have to create an environment where we can have opportunities to serve Hashem, to better ourselves in having a chance, an opportunity to do mitzvahs. It's done in a way where one needs to come on to another. It's not just enough. One person on his own can't do everything. A person needs, we need help. We need each other to create a community, an environment where we can serve Hashem in such a way where we imitate Hashem of being Nis'atef Kishliach Tzibur, just as Hashem did. Thank you very much for listening, coming tonight to learn with me. Have a wonderful evening. And again, thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Jake. And thank everyone. I thank everyone here. Have a wonderful week of success and blessing. Good night.